Yeah, crickets. That's what I've been giving for the past couple of months lately. But you know what? Let's just hop right into it. Imagine this, moving your whole family across the U.S. because you got offered this great promotion and you think it's going to be the best thing in the world. Not only do you find yourself working in a company that doesn't support you whatsoever, but you also find yourself with bosses that yell at you and tell you that you have no options and just make you feel like total dirt. And that's just the beginning. Welcome to Motivation and Sip. Well, clearly, it's called Motivation and Sip because we're going to be sipping on something. So today, as I sip on this matcha latte, let's get a real quick into it. So imagine working for a company that doesn't support you and working for a narcissist boss that yells at you like a crazy person, constantly telling you that you have no options. I don't know about you, but when you're constantly being repeated something, eventually starts sinking in and affecting who you are as a person or affecting you mentally. So once that separation was over, it did come with a little bit of self-doubt. So if there's one thing I want you to understand, sometimes when you're going through that hard situation, when you're going through that separation, when you're inside that domestic violence relationship, when you're going through these toxic relationships, it's very hard for you to even consider your options. I at least put myself in situations where I felt like I had no options. Not only was I being told that I had no options, but mentally I felt like I had no options. I felt like I was truly embracing these words. But you know what? God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And if there's one thing that I could tell you, is that you have options. Regardless of what situation it is that you are in right now, you have options. You have all the options that you want to create for yourself. Don't let anybody tell you in this universe that you have no options. You are the motherfucking table. And if nobody wants to invite you to their table, you create your own fucking table. Listen, and I've been in those domestic violence relationships where I thought I had no options, and I kept on going back to the same toxicity because I thought I had no options. I've been there, I've been that person, until the experience slapped the shit out of me. And I needed to take some time, see my options. Because I don't know what it is about being in that situation or that situation that's making you feel like you have no options, but it always puts kind of like a blindfold on you. You know, like it wants to blindfold you so bad and you feel like you can't see anything besides what's right in front of you. If you're in a cup of water, you feel like you're drowning in that bitch. But remember, you have options. And if you have no options, create your fucking options. You create your own reality. I have always been a firm believer of that. Because one way or another, I have been able to manifest everything that I wanted in my life. From going into radio, to working in iHeartMedia, even becoming a general manager at a radio station. So you have options. You create your fucking options. Take a minute, take a month to self-reflect and actually take some time to view what those options are for you. Instead of remaining in a situation that makes you feel like you have no options. Go out there and do everything that you know you want to do. Let it be chase that career. Let it be start that new business. Let it be opening yourself to whatever it might be that makes you happy and makes you focus on whatever that next step is for you. Because we fail by remaining exactly where we are. So push forward. Don't let nobody dictate who you are, what you could do, and who you will be. You be whatever the fuck you want to be and open whatever fucking doors you want for yourself. Emma, buy the building if you need to next time around, okay? Go out there, get your shit together, take some time for yourself, meditate, cut away the negativity, focus, and come back and buy that motherfucking building. So if there's one thing I want you to understand in conclusion from this podcast is that one, you have options. Just look around you and take some time. And two, don't let anyone or anything ever place you in a situation that makes you feel unworthy, that makes you feel like you have no other avenues in your life. When you get to that point, I think that's that point where you need to find an exit strategy. You feel me? Well, I hope that does kind of answer also a lot of your questions. A lot of y'all that have been following me for a while asked me, what happened? And oh my goodness, and you left and we miss you. I miss all of you. I really do. I just needed to take some time to find my voice, which was very much lost in everything, and to find myself back to myself. Because sometimes we do lose ourselves in a lot of different aspects in our lives. And this is me trying to regain my power, regain my voice, trying to find my way back talk to me. So I invite you to join my podcast every Monday. It's going to also include some incredible interviews from some amazing, powerful women. Because all I want to do and my goal for this podcast is to be able to give a platform to other incredible women to share their story, to share their testimony, and for us to learn from each other and grow and support each other as much as we can. My mission statement is just to amplify other incredible women's voices and share my story in the process. So I really hope you join me here in Motivation and Sip. Follow us on social media as Motivation and Sip, where I'm going to be giving you little teasers of who my first interviewee is going to be. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to share her story with you. And I hope you like the podcast. Not going to lie to you, I've been so nervous about starting this journey, but we're here and we're going to go full force. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you next week.